Good morning, everybody. It's Chelsea Taylor. Thank you for joining us for another edition of South Florida Sunday. So excited today to be joined by two lovely ladies, Miss Diana Stanley, the CEO of The Lord's Place, and Sarah also from, she's the Director of Community Relations for GL Homes. Ladies, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Of course. So let's get right to it. We are going to be talking about the mission of GL Homes Philanthropy. What is the mission of GL Homes Philanthropy?
I think it's pretty simple. It's making a difference where we live and work. And one of our focuses is working with great partners like The Lord's Place to break the cycle of homelessness.
Why is the support for homeless charities such an important cause then, specifically for GL Homes?
Well, for one of Florida's largest home builders, it's really about the American dream. Everybody wants a place to call their own.
Absolutely.
And so for us, that really is a cause near and dear to our hearts.
A no-brainer, so to speak.
It is.
So what impresses you then about The Lord's Place? Why this foundation?
You know, in an age where we are so attached to our phones and social media, it really still comes down to relationships. And working with The Lord's Place, Diana Stanley, the CEO, Diana's team, we really have a connection with them and with their clients, too.
So last year, Diana, tell us a little bit. GL Homes donated and built a playground at the Lord's Place family location. Can you tell us about that playground?
You know, I think what's so interesting about GL Homes for us at the Lord's Place is that we've had lots of dreams over the last couple of years, and it seems like every time we share a dream, they help bring it to fruition.
It's amazing.
Really very cool. And the last one, of course, was the playground, and we had this piece of land, this parcel that we kept looking at. And I have to tell you, we probably talked 6 or 7 years to folks about it, but it wasn't until Sarah and the GL Home team came in and we really said, what can we do with this piece of land? How do we make this into a playground? And so within months, we were able to cut the ribbon, and we have a place now for our children. We have anywhere between 60 and 70 children on the family campus
at any
given time. So this has become their little place to play, and it's an opportunity for them to build community within the youth program. So it's just been it's an amazing gift that they gave us.
Absolutely. That project was really a labor of love.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
It was.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
10 months. 10 months it took to put that playground together.
Lots of barriers,
yes.
And we kept jumping over them jumping over them. And I think that's the other thing that we have between GL Homes and Lord's Place is we're pretty tenacious, so we share the same work values. So we were not going to say take no for an answer. So we just kept plugging. We're saying we're going to make this happen, and we made it happen.
That's wonderful. What other ways then has GL Homes supported the Lord's Place?
Oh, gosh.
So
I think that we have a lot of certainly sponsorships events. Ending Homelessness Breakfast. There's going to be the upcoming, and I'll give you a little plug, Diana, for Sleep Out Family Friendly event in West Palm Beach on Friday, April 6th.
We are
a big sponsor of that. So we always look forward to participating in your events. But I think if you want to peel back another layer, there is that connection that we enjoy as volunteers having with the Lord's Place clients. Everything from taking your residents out for dinner and yoga. We've kind of done a female bonding.
So much fun.
That's neat. Yes.
It's very hard for me, but I did survive
the yoga
it.
Or the female bonding?
The yoga piece, okay? I'm still a little sore, but I did survive it in honor of our women.
and to use that yoga as an example, that is an experience that many of these women may never have had before. So we want to provide some enriching experiences for the Lord's Place clients.
And you know, one of the things that I was thinking about, what makes, I think, GL Homes so unique in our world is that they look at our clients as people. So when we think about activities that we do together, it would be like, what would you want to do with your friends, right? Well, we want to go to Duffy's.
Right.
And we want to have dinner together, and we want to chat, and we want to giggle, and we want to learn.
Right.
What do you want to do with a bunch of women? We want to go to yoga and have pizza afterwards and defeat what we just did.
Is there a happy hour involved in here somewhere?
Okay. But do you see what I'm saying?
So
I think what's happened is that GL Homes brings to our world allowing our clients to feel normal, right? To feel like they're
part of society, which is, it's a lot easier to transition into society like that when you feel like you're already part of it and already included in it.
And Chelsea, I'm going to say this too. For us, it's not just, I think an easy answer for any corporation to say is, oh, I feel good about giving back, which is true, but I think our connection with the clients is it allows for us as the volunteers to put a face to homelessness. And I'm going to repeat something that Diana continually says. Everybody has a story. It doesn't matter who you are.
Absolutely.
And to show, and I think this answer will probably surprise you, but something else that I think the Lord's Place and your clients, Diana, have taught us is empathy, compassion, humility, because but for the grace of God, go I.
Absolutely.
Right? When we go back to everybody has a story, whether it's a story of domestic violence, whether it's a story of a traumatic injury, or maybe a long-term or even a short-term illness that has displaced someone from work. And some people are so close to really that paycheck to paycheck. And once you get behind on that house payment,
it's hard to recover. It is. Absolutely.
It is.
So then, you know, we're talking a lot about your partnership, and specifically for GL Homes, you know, how does it affect your employees? You have a very large amount of employees with GL. I know this because my mom works for the company.
Yes, exactly.
And it has a great reputation. Are the employees heavily involved?
They are.
With the philanthropic side.
They are. And I go back to that connection with the clients, and that is what is so unique with the Lord's Place, that, Diana, you allow us to have that interaction with your clients. I think it's as heartwarming for us as I think it is for them. And they are so invested in what we do and look forward to our projects, whether that is yoga and dinner, whether that is working with you on so many things that we do together, a playground or an event sponsorship.
But I have to tell you why it's so easy for them to do this. And I think part of what is so beautiful about GL Homes for us and us willing to share our clients up front, really from close and personal, is that it's not ever about them. Right. They leave the agenda. They leave their egos. They leave their own personal agendas at the door. And when they enter into the world of the Lord's Place, it's about loving people that may be different than them. So as much as they come in as a corporate
world. Right.
What
you don't
we
feel
end,
that.
No.
You don't
and
feel
I
that.
And I so, you know, I don't I'm not always the one that's going to open the door for people to come in, because I never want our clients to feel like they're on stage. Right. But for GL Homes, it's been such a different relationship because they actually care and they become friends with many of our clients. They know them by name. Now and some of the staff was there for Christmas, and they're like, "Oh, hi, everybody!"
There
so it's a different relationship.
That say that they're corporately responsible and they are involved in foundations, but most of the time, I mean, are they just sending the check?
Yeah,
how
sure.
often are you really getting involved and seeing the people that you're affecting or helping? That's a very different.
It makes you understand the check is really important. So you know, let me say that out loud, because nonprofits are that we have to have the check. But I think what makes it so wonderful is that that check then became for us a different relationship,
a human relationship.
It sure did. And
absolutely.
Our clients are so blessed to have the staff of GL Homes part of their lives. There's no question about it.
So we're going to talk about, you mentioned earlier, Sarah, the Lord's Place sleep out that we're going to do here in this year. But before we get there, Diana, let's talk a little bit more and delve more into the mission specifically of the Lord's Place.
So our mission is very simple, and that's to break the cycle of homelessness for men, women, and children in Palm Beach County. We've been in business for over 30 years. We are committed to working with the population that oftentimes is the most forgotten in the community. So we have campuses for both single women, for single men, for families. We also take care of the most chronic homeless, the ones that probably are the most visible for our community with the shopping carts, or the ones that are talking to themselves. We always tease and we say those are probably my favorite people to love and to care for. So the Lord's Place is just committed that if anybody has experienced homelessness and we have a place for them to come and enter into our world, we're going to meet them. And we're going to take that journey with them. And most importantly, we're going to help them sustain their life, because that's what breaking the cycle is really all about. It's not just about giving them a home.
Right.
A home ends homelessness. But keeping them out of the cycle of homelessness is giving them jobs and opportunities and employment.
Absolutely.
So that's our commitment.
Incoming. So tell us a little bit, you know, we're talking about the mission of the Lord's Place. Can you give us some facts about residents in Palm Beach County? How many people are homeless? It's one thing to say, oh, I see, you know, a couple guys on the side of I-95 when I'm on my way to work, which I do every day.
Everybody sees
them. We all do.
But what about the people that we don't see? You know, how many people in our county are, in fact, can be designated as homeless or needing assistance?
It's interesting you're asking that because tomorrow, Thursday, we begin what's called the point in time count, which is we actually have 24 hours a day in this United States. States of America, not just here, mm-hmm. but there's 24 hours a day that's been set aside each year for us to go and count the number of homeless in our community. So last year, the point in time that's referred to as point in time, that count was about 1,500 people wow. that we were able to identify.
Wow.
But I'm going to tell you that that's not, I think, always
accurate. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Families are not easy to count when the families know that we're out. Families oftentimes will retreat and go find a place to hide. There's still a lot of distrust that if a mother is found homeless with a child, that that child may be taken away from her.
Right, they're scared. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I always say there's probably closer to 2,500 homeless in Palm Beach County, and there are all different kinds of homeless.
Absolutely.
And people say all the time, "Oh my gosh, you know, how could somebody want to stay out there?" And
right.
well, you know, they're staying out there because they want to. And my response to that has always been that if somebody chooses to live outside, we have to be mindful of the fact that a person that chooses this must be struggling with some mental illness or some substance abuse. Our sleep out, that one night a year that we sleep out, mm-hmm. I can't even imagine doing that for 365 days. So it reminds me every year that I do it that the folks that are out there are there because they're really struggling with a substance abuse issue or they're really struggling with mental illness because nobody wants to sleep
nobody
on
wants,
the cement.
Nobody chooses, mm-hmm. to,
nobody
do
chooses
that, right?
to do that.
We
exactly.
choose to go camping for 3 days. Guess what? Then we
absolutely
come home.
Right, Chelsea.
Then we come
absolutely
home. It's,
right.
It's not,
you are, mm-hmm.
yeah, it's not glorified. Mm-hmm. And I do think a lot of people think, well, it's okay to be homeless in Florida. Really? I mean,
no, it's
it
not.
Still rains at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we. Mm-hmm.
It's not safe.
It's not yeah. safe. You know, crime, yep. you're putting yep. yourself susceptible to bad situations. Yeah. And I do think that when we talk about the homeless, I think you're right. I think people are scared to come forward because what if they think that they have something
there,
to lose?
There.
You know, if they actually still have yeah. maybe some yeah. assets somewhere yeah. or a child, yeah. that they're afraid or ashamed
yeah.
to admit that they need that help. So I
absolutely
think
correct.
People yep. really need to understand the mm-hmm. mission of the Lord's place is not yeah. to shame you or to take something away from you, but to help you, not hinder
you. We actually had a man that came in today that he's been in a wheelchair and he's been out on the street for 3 weeks and unable to find help. So those are the kind that we constantly see come through our door, and, mm-hmm. and how do we best serve somebody like him? And we have to be able to look beyond the fact that he's been on the street for three mm-hmm. weeks and know what we need to do to give him respect and dignity.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So speaking about your residents, you know, we talked about the playground.
Mm-hmm.
What else has GL Homes, what other impacts have they made with your residents at the Lord's Place?
I think the dinner, what do we call that? No reservations needed.
Yes.
No reservations needed.
I love that.
Isn't that the cutest?
Reservations everywhere in Palm Beach County.
I know.
So.
I think Sarah came up with that doing Pilates one night or something, right? Didn't you?
Probably.
Yeah,
or
she,
yoga.
This, yeah, yoga. She came
yoga.
Up with this
it
great
does.
Idea.
Everything. It does. Right?
I'm like, yeah.
Mindfulness.
It is
right.
mindfulness.
Mindfulness.
So
absolutely.
She was so mindful. She said, I have a name for this. And we're like, okay, let's go with
that.
It. And it's been so much fun. I mean, now it's the standard joke at the Lord's mm-hmm. Place is, so have you been to I don't know if you know this. Have you been to a GL Homes dinner? And people will say, well, Holly's Place is like, well, we haven't been there yet. Oh yeah. So now there's competition. Well, the men's campus is gone. Yes, you got it. Men's campus has gone twice and they've had great times and they even had bus pick them up, right? So
it is so cute.
It is
that's
so
nice.
Wonderful. And at Christmas time, I actually heard a gentleman from the men's campus talk to one of the new women from our new campus saying, hey, have you gone to that GL Homes event or dinner? And she's like, not yet. He goes, well, when you go, make sure you get the ribs because they're the best ribs. There you go, Duffy. So
we go to Duffy's.
we'll give Duffy's a plug.
We have to give Duffy's
like,
a plug. So exactly.
So
it really, our guys, you know, something like going out for food and going out just mm-hmm. to a restaurant doesn't happen. And the first time we ever took some of our guys from the men's campus, because we have a men's campus with 50 guys, the cutest story, right? They ate. Sarah went and ordered some chicken wings. We had chicken wings and some other appetizers.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
And remember, they ate them all because that's not, they didn't know. They didn't even know what appetizers were. And then all of a sudden, the waiter comes around saying, what would you like from the menu?
And
they're like,
well, I'm full.
Yeah.
Right?
They're like, so then they're saying, can we take it home with us?
Aww,
it was very cute.
That is very
cute. So it's normalizing their life, right?
Absolutely.
It's giving them something very special.
These are very special occasions for them. And I say going out to dinner, even to a casual restaurant like Duffy's, a lot of us take that for granted,
but someone
who's been out on the streets and is
absolutely.
Really getting acclimated, as you said, back into a normal routine, this is a very special occasion for them.
And we've also done a mom's night out table at table 26, where
we
our moms get all dressed up. And we go, and Sarah makes this beautiful table with our friends Eddie and Ozzy down at Table 26.
And Ed Schmidt, we'll give him a plug, too. He's on your board
of
directors.
But, you know, so here are these moms, right, that have been dealing with domestic violence and mental illness and substance abuse. And all of a sudden you look, and they come in, and they're all dressed up, and they've done their hair. And then Sarah gives them, Jill Home buys them these little presents. And so it's just, it's a night of being treated like someone special, like a woman should be.
Like a woman should be treated.
Exactly, exactly.
GL wants them to know that they are valued.
Exactly. That's a good way of putting it.
They are valued and that they have value.
Yeah. Well, and then when you feel that and you're getting to see that and you're giving a woman the confidence that she needs, that's the push in the right direction to getting back on your feet.
Exactly right.
And we hope, in a sense, too, when they are meeting some of the GL employees, that this is also a form of mentoring.
Yes.
Because I have noticed the conversations that are happening.
Absolutely.
Because if we bring someone who is an architect, an engineer, an accountant to the table to break bread with them, I've noticed that the clients will say, and how did you get there? How did you get to be in this position? They talk about education. They talk about hard work. They talk about the training that they've had to be successful.
Interesting.
So that's it's really quite interesting dialogue. GL Homes also hosted a kind of a workshop for our folks to learn about how to get hired.
Job readiness.
Job ready, which was
like
really cool.
Resume preparation. And
well, we have that at the Lord's Place, but this was a step above. So they actually brought in experts, people from GL Homes.
When you have a corporation like that, I mean, they have a human resources department.
It was amazing.
With endless, you know,
they were all
resources.
Wide-eyed and listening and coming in the next day and shaking my hands and making sure they were looking at me in the eye when they were, you know, so all the little tips that you learn. So that was a really special treat for our folks, too.
I go back to things that we take for granted, how to shake someone's hand properly.
Absolutely.
And as you said, you know, that first impression makes all the difference. So things like that, how to shake a hand, how to introduce yourself properly to somebody to impress a prospective employer, what not to wear when you go for a job.
Exactly.
So tell us, we're talking so much about what GL does, and I know specifically in December, GL hosted a children's giving event with the Lord's Place. I want to hear about that.
It was so great.
I love to hear about the kids.
It was so great.
Okay.
It was so, this is one of those other things, you know, that I have these dreams about, you know. And so Sarah and I were talking, and I said, I've always had this dream where the kids could actually come in and they could shop for mom and dad and grandma or whoever's adult. You know, oftentimes we give so much to the children, and we're so blessed with how the community responds to the needs for our children at Christmas time, but during the holidays. But at this particular juncture, I really wanted the children to learn that the holidays are about giving back.
Absolutely.
As much as it is to receive. So the generosity of GL Homes, and definitely Sarah's leadership, because this was a big undertaking, went and bought all of these wonderful gifts, and we transformed our little community room into a little Macy's or Target or whatever you want to call it,
a little shopping center.
Okay.
And it was so cute. And they were greeted by Miss Sarah when they got there, and then one of the GL Homes folks met them, one of the staff met them, and took them through and said, what can we get mommy and what can we get daddy and who do we... So then they had these big bags, and then they took them up and they dropped them off, and then we had another GL staff person up there wrapping them and putting them in bags, so off they went. So they were able to share...
And complete with a Christmas cookie. We didn't let
Christmas
them leave
cookie, yes.
the Christmas cookie.
They got something. It's
they touched everything. They touched
everything.
About every Christmas cookie, and then Miss Sarah's like, just point at the cookie you want.
teaching them to give early is a great lesson.
And I have to tell you, I went back after the holidays, and it was the moms that were just imitated. They were just like, oh my gosh, I just loved my little necklace. And the one mom's like, I love my toaster. I'm like, oh, I'm so glad you did. So it meant as much to the moms as it did. But the children walked out with such pride. They were
like,
this is for
mom.
They got
to pick out everything on their own.
Exactly. So it was very special. It was a very special time.
So one more thing. You know, you guys are both very actively involved in the, you know, homeless community. How did you guys get there?
Yeah.
You know, the experience that led you here. We're talking about the other experience of how people ended up at the Lord's Place. But how did you guys end up at the Lord's Place?
I oftentimes say that I think I was being prepared my whole life for this position to come in and lead this organization. So I've been here about 10 years now. And all the jobs prior to that, I can look back at that and I can really say to myself that I think, you know, God was preparing me to come in and take this organization and lead it. And so I've always been called to serve the poor and the homeless. And so this was just an opportunity to do it in beautiful West Palm Beach. And it's been life-changing for me, and it's been just an honor. I'm just so blessed and full of humility to be able to lead
them.
And
I'll say that this community is very lucky to have Diana Stanley as a leader here.
Well, thank you. But so I'm just glad to have partnerships amazing. Like this. So thank you.
And that's the thing. Tell us then about, we're talking about the sleep out, the Lord's Place sleep out. When is that going on?
Yeah, Friday, April 6th.
Okay.
And we started it 10 years ago. And when we started, we maybe had about 60 people that slept out down at Myers Amphitheater.
Oh, well, my, how things have changed.
Yes, hasn't it? And today we have anywhere between 500 and 600 people that show up. We are now doing it at the Methodist Church off of, on Bryant. What is it?
Brandywine.
Brandywine, yes. But it's the Methodist Churches of the Palm Beach on
right.
Brandywine.
Okay.
Of course, it's my church and I can't remember. Anyhow, and so it... And what's really interesting about mm-hmm. this event, we have about 500 to 600 that show up, but then about 200 of us actually sleep out. And so it's been an opportunity for the community to come together. I call it the great equalizer.
Okay.
Because the program piece, it's about 45 minutes to an hour. We end with lighting a candle as this community's commitment to saying we're never going to let homelessness exist in our community, mm-hmm. and we're going to come work together to end it. So it's a very emotional kind of hour where we're hearing stories, very informal, mm-hmm. and then people will go home, and if those that are not going to actually sleep out, we just ask them that when they go to bed that night that they pause and they think about those that are living on the streets.
And how lucky they are to have a roof.
Exactly.
It's a very family-friendly event. So
yeah,
mom
football.
And dad, the kids can come. We've got high schoolers, college students come with teams to sleep out.
We have all these teams.
Yes.
So if you've got a team, we've got teams and teams and teams and teams, and everyone puts their stakes in the ground, and this is that team, and six or seven people will sleep under that team. And so it's really amazing. And then we get up in the morning at about 6:30. I get to wake everybody up, rise and shine. And we do a moment of reflection with my beautiful cap on, because everyone's hair is sticking out like this. And then literally people are going home by 7:30. And it is an experience, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of young professionals are joining us more and more because they want to have that experience. You know, the millennials are all about, let me feel that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sleep
we
out
touch
is
it.
All about that a moment of engagement and sleeping on, you know, literally sleeping on the grass or sleeping in a tent. We actually have some people that actually will sleep in the car. I may even do that this year. I've never slept in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that's probably one of the worst ways. And we have so many families that actually sleep in
a
car every night.
Live
right?
in their car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of opportunity just to be, to align yourself with what our folks experience every night that they're sleeping out on the streets. So it's really a special event.
So
We're
that
really
event
happy.
Is in April.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to get details on that event,
go to the website.
Or Lord's Place,
mm-hmm.
or how our listeners can get involved.
The website's the best way, www.thelordsplace.org. So you can just go on, and everything's on our website, and all of our partners, GL Homes, of course, is on there. It's the sleep out, I think, has become the signature event for homelessness in Palm Beach County.
That would make sense to me.
You know, it really has. I think it's because it's like $25 to come if you're not going to put a team together. And, you know, people say to me all year long, what can I do? I see someone begging, what can I do? And my response all year long is come to sleep out. Support sleep out. This is the one time of the year where this community can come together, where gifts from $10. We have kids that do lemonade stands and raise their money and then bring them to me the day of sleep out and say, here's for sleep out, all the way up to somebody who can give, you know, six figures. So it's really, and it's all the great equalizer. You walk into that room, Chelsea, and you do not know who's the rich and who's the poor and who's the client and who's the donor, and we're all sitting together. I'll tell you a story. We ended last year with a major donor arrived, had never been anywhere, and got out of his car, turns to his wife and says, oh my gosh, I have waited for 5 years in Palm Beach County to be able to see the world, and I now see the world.
Wow.
And that
That's
was one of our
takeaway.
Very large takeaway. So it was people of all walks of life that come together.
So it sounds like an amazing event.
It is.
Something that I think everyone should experience here in Palm Beach County. Just a question that I think of as a resident and as someone who does get to kind of witness the homeless in certain areas that I see in Palm Beach County. What's something as a resident, as a listener, as a member of society that we can do on a daily basis bring awareness or to help the homeless? You know, what can we do?
Yeah. I think, first of all, always remember that everybody has a story. Mm-hmm. And even though that person that's begging, we don't know why they're begging.
The situation.
Mm-hmm. We don't know the situation. People ask me all the time, should they give? And I think you've got to just decide if that's what you want to do. You mm-hmm. know, some people have granola bars in the car. Some people don't give. Mm-hmm. I think it's really up to them. I think really aligning yourself with organizations like the Lord's Place, like Adopt a Family, like Gulfstream Goodwill, agencies that have really, Homeless Coalition, our dearest friends, right? Mm-hmm. How we can come together as a community. I mean, I do have a dream. I don't think that anybody should be homeless in America. It's just, I mean, housing should never be a privilege. It's a basic human right that we need to do. So I always encourage people to figure out how they can participate with working in tandem with an agency in town.
Chelsea, to your point about how to get involved, and certainly I think an easy way, whether it is the Lord's Place, the Lewis Center, whether it is another organization, you know, a lot of people think of the homeless or the less fortunate at Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yes.
There
right.
are 365 days during the year where
right.
somebody who is homeless needs
Absolutely.
Help and needs a meal.
Every
and whether you are going to volunteer
Absolutely.
In the soup kitchen.
I have to tell you, I keep seeing the commercial,
the
don't
day
forget
after
about
Christmas.
Me.
Yes.
It's like, it's all year long.
Yes.
You know?
It is.
Or so many organizations that we have, you know, Friends Feeding Friends and
Absolutely.
Feeding America. Sure, it's not just the holidays.
Absolutely.
It's not like all of a sudden, you know,
or it's the day after the holiday,
and
correct.
Everything's okay.
That is
right.
so true.
So
yes.
not realistic. Mm-hmm. And I do. I keep seeing that. Don't forget about
yeah,
me, you
yeah.
know, because it doesn't go away.
And I'll also say, particularly in the summer, mm-hmm. I think people need to be mindful of that. When the snowbirds mm-hmm. go home, people mm-hmm. go on vacations, mm-hmm. I think that they also sometimes let mm-hmm. their volunteerism go on vacation
right.
during the summer too, and there's a great
we are bare bones
summer.
In the summer,
which to
exactly.
me is one of those things where I always think to bring people back to it, because in the summer it is stifling here.
Absolutely.
It is very hot, and I think about sometimes the people standing out there and just the
too.
Heat stroke that yeah. they could endure.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
You know that's just something
exactly.
as a Florida resident I kind of
exactly.
look at. I'm like, oh my god, I want to be in the AC right now. I can't
right.
imagine what it's like living in this heat.
Exactly.
So
right.
I think it's really important for when the snowbirds are gone and they're back in amazingly,
yes.
you know, nice weather.
Step up yes. and volunteer.
To really remember,
yeah. exactly.
you know, how you feel when,
exactly.
you're, outside
exactly. exactly.
in that weather. So I thank you ladies both
thank
so much
you so
for
much
being
for
here.
It. We so appreciate
Diane,
it.
Diane, I do want to ask one final question for you. I think a lot of companies that maybe listen and hear wonder, you know, how can we be that corporately responsible? How can we get involved? And what, you know, what can companies learn from, you know, GL Homes, like what you're doing?
Well, for me, all they have to do is pick up the phone and call us, mm-hmm. and we will begin that partnership. And we would welcome anybody that has the same kind of values and love for others that GL Homes has to join our efforts and to help us really break the cycle of homelessness in Palm Beach County.
Wonderful. Thank you, ladies, so much for
joining
us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great.